Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
All right, Bill, let's start things off in the NFL. The Bengals franchise-tagged wide receiver T. Higgins this offseason, and then Higgins, of course, asked to be traded. However, Bill, at a youth football camp yesterday, Higgins told reporters he plans to be playing with Cincinnati this upcoming season. If and when Higgins signs his tag, Bill, he'll make a fully guaranteed nearly $22 million this year. Bill, buy or sell T. Higgins and the Bengals can salvage their relationship.
Bye. Because of the guy we talked about earlier and the fact that winning salvages all kinds of things. Let me ask you another question. This is 25 years old, so it's really cool and hip. I hope the new boss is listening. It's really cool and hip. Maybe it's 4 years old. But when you said $22 million, am I the only one? Buy or sell, you also thought of $1 million from Austin Powers.
Bye.
I can't ever hear $1 million. But inflation's happened, so it doesn't hit the same way. It's the take.
Sad but true.
Okay. Yes. I think they can figure it out, despite the fully guaranteed $21.8 million tag.
All right, Bill, we teased goats. Let's get to the goat. Last week, Tom Brady discussed how he wasn't opposed to making a return to the NFL if a team were to call him. But Andrew Luck, on the other hand, who retired at just 29 years old, says he's never given a comeback any thought. Luck, who's still only 34, told The Athletic, quote, "When I retired, that part of it was put to bed in my mind." So I ask you, Bill, by yourself being surprised Andrew Luck never attempted a comeback?
It's a really good question. I'll sell.
Sell.
It was in the back of my mind as a possibility. I think we all thought maybe, but it felt really final, didn't it, when it happened? In life, in good ways and bad, there are moments you'll never forget where you were. And for whatever reason, Tom, I think in our business in sports, because maybe of what we do for a living, there are some sporting events, some breaking news events, some moments are just... I've been to a bunch of Super Bowls, but I can remember the one where I had to write about Tom Brady, where they lost to the Giants the second time in Indy perfectly. I can't remember much about that game, but I can remember following him around and now his ex-wife around for, right, just in the press area. I wasn't stalking him at the hotel, just sort of writing a story. It just came out weird. I can remember I was filling in for Jim Rome. I was filling in for Romy, and I was at their studio when the news broke. And it's always an honor when I get to do that. It's always a career high. And I remember thinking this can't be real. This can't be a real story. But as we processed it, he just seemed like a guy who didn't want to play football anymore. It's a good question, but sell that I'm surprised.
Sell.
All right, Bill. Speaking of the GOAT, Tom Brady, he recently said that he believes that Josh Allen will be the next quarterback to win his first Super Bowl. Buffalo, of course, Bill, as you know, traded Stephon Diggs and had to release multiple starters from last season because of salary cap issues. Bill, buy or sell Josh Allen being the next quarterback to win his very first Super Bowl?
That's a great topic. Does Tom want to come produce with you and me, like work with us a little bit? That's a great Not produce for you. I mean, you're great, but just...
Right, right. Of course.
That's a great topic. Sell, though. That's the wrong answer. That's why
Sell.
Tom's a producer. See, he got a great topic. He gave the wrong answer. It's Joe Burrow. We already talked about this. Well, maybe we'll do that later this week, because I'm always looking for reasons to talk NFL when there's nothing going on in the NFL. But if you were to rank in order the likelihood of the... I mean, Lamar Jackson's on that list, right? You gotta put Lamar on... Brock Purdy's gonna be on that list somewhere?
Oh, your guy, Dak Prescott.
No, I was being serious. Oh. No. Oh my God, Justin Fields is probably the guy. It's probably gonna be Justin Fields or some crazy outcome that's bad for the Bears.
Brock Purdy's gotta be somewhere on that list, right?
Brock, yeah. I think I just said that, right?
Oh, my bad.
We're having some communication problems today.
I'm going to lose my spot to the GOAT.
That's the second or third time. That's right. It's only the first one in the air. What's your name? Bill. Nice to meet you. I was thinking, is Jordan Love on that list? I mean, I don't think he's high. I don't think he's 1, 2, 3, but I think that's a, you know, you start to get to 4 or 5. I still think the only team you really worry about in that, the only team you worry about in that division is Detroit. It's an interesting. They've got a good young defense.
Won a playoff game. I know it was against the Cowboys, but it still counts.
Kind of counts. That's a really interesting topic. So maybe we'll do that tomorrow. Wait, hold on. Time out. Is that the end of the GOAT stuff? That's the GOAT. Is there more GOAT stuff?
We've hit 2 GOAT topics, air quotes, so far. Maybe there's another one.
Okay. There needs to be.
Okay.
Since you sold this as a GOAT, I'm just telling you.
Well, we've hit 2 out of 3 already.
Okay.
Meatloaf said 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Yeah, but you know what I said? 2 out of 7 is bad.
All right, Bill, let's get to hoopier than thou.
I won't do that.
As we get set for the 4th season with the NBA play-in tournament, buy or sell, it's already been enough of a success that we shouldn't speculate about its future.
Buy. Resounding success. Incredibly impressive. But I won't do that. That, you know what that song's about? I think I was 13 when I first heard it, or 14, and it hit me. Oh. Do you know what that song's about?
Isn't it like, I would do anything for love?
I'm pretty sure. Maybe I'm thinking of a different Meat Loaf song. There's a song, though, where he becomes friends with a young lady, and then he doesn't want to hang out with a young lady anymore after some bad consequences.
I see.
Hey, I think I might be totally wrong on that. Maybe it's a different song I'm thinking of. It's going to be Tina Turner. Ike and Tina Turner. Now that I think about it out loud.
We went from Meatloaf to Ike and
but
Tina
I won't
Turner.
Do that. What a terrible name, by the way, for Meatloaf.
I love Meatloaf. Meatloaf is underrated.
The music's great.
The food is delicious.
Oh, the actual food.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like Meatloaf, too.
Okay, yeah.
Meatloaf is like anything. If it's gross, it's gross. But you get a... Lori makes a pretty good meatloaf. You make a pretty good lush... I don't know, in front of me. Tortellini with peas and prosciutto in a pan. Something.
It's not going to happen. No way.
It's so good. It's so easy. Cheat code.
You know what is going to happen?
It's culinary flowers you're bringing your wife. Talk to me.
Well done. You know what?
Bye.
Bill, I got a hockey question for you that has absolutely nothing to do with hockey.
Okay, hit me.
According to multiple reports, the Arizona Coyotes of the NHL, their players were informed that the franchise will be moving to Salt Lake City, Utah next season. Now, as you know, they'll join the Jazz, MLS's Real Salt Lake, and the Utah Royals of the National Women's Soccer League. Bill, buy or sell that Salt Lake City, Utah is an underrated sports city.
So you want me to get there based on the MLS and the National Women's League.
And hoopier than thou.
What, why are you trying to get me to insult Salt Lake City?
I didn't do anything of the sort.
Couldn't think of any questions today?
I didn't do anything of the sort. You can prop it up.
Sell. It's not what are you talking about, man?
Sell.
What?
What are you doing?
What? Why can't you say it's a great city that deserves a baseball team? More professional.
It is
sports.
A great city. It is a great city. It doesn't make it underrated. Why would it be underrated? Because people haven't paid attention to its women's soccer team and its MLS team?
I didn't go.
You don't pay attention to those sports.
I didn't.
Name a single MLS player that's not Lionel Messi.
Oh, well, I mean, if you're going to put...
Mr. Underrated.
If you're going to put barriers on it.
It's fine. Don't do it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
John.
Smith.
You went for it. You know what? Bye that you went for it.
Bye.
I want you to bring that same energy after the show when you march up to our new program director and introduce yourself.
Why do you do this to me?
Don't hide.
I thought we were good friends.
We are at Pretty Daddy RTY. We are. But now that you've attached yourself to me and the show, you got to start doing something. You got to step it up.
Like, you're going to make fun of me tomorrow if I say that I walked past our new boss, who I've never met before, I'm sure is an amazing human being and boss.
Ryan Hurley, yep.
If I put my head down and pretend to look at my phone. Like, that's not okay.
Not going to make fun of you. I'm going to be crushingly disappointed in your performance as a friend and as a producer.
It's almost 3 years into this thing for me and you. Like, I feel like at this point you shouldn't be disappointed anymore.
And I feel like it's been 7 decades.
All right, Bill, let's get to some baseball here. The Padres took 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers over the weekend, but the Dodgers are still tied for the most wins in the National League this year. Bill, buy or sell Dodgers-Padres turning into a real rivalry this season and what some would call the GOAT rivalry.
Sell. I mean, you know what? I'll buy your terrible attempt. I'll buy that you just, again, bring that energy. Introducing yourself to Ryan, the new boss. The GOAT rivalry. There's no more GOAT questions coming. You can't call it a GOAT buy or sell when you do 2 Tom Brady questions out of 7.
What's
the GOAT rivalry? The Dodgers have won the NL West 11 in the last 12 seasons. Oh, my God. What is wrong with you, man? I love it. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna sell the GOAT rivalry. It's just quite a real rivalry. Yeah, even though it's the GOAT rivalry, I'm going to sell that it's a real rivalry. It's the GOAT rivalry. Without being a little, it's almost there. It is for the Padres, and they don't like each other. I need the Padres to lead the NL West in July, right? For this rivalry to be legitimate, let alone the GOAT rivalry. Speaking of GOATs, Andrew McCutchen has a name that's one of the greatest of all time because I love the name Andrew and I love the name McCutchen.
That was perfect. Nailed it.
Just helping you out.
That was perfect. Andrew McCutchen hit his 300th career home run yesterday. He now has over 2,000 hits, 1,000 RBIs, plural, 400 doubles, and 300 homers. Bill, buy or sell that Andrew McCutchen's career has been underrated.
What is with you and the underrated? Buy or sell, you're underrated. Sell.
Sell.
There was no underrated in my Salt Lake City question. You put that in there.
No, I'm reading it. Buy or sell Salt Lake City is an underrated sports city is the question.
Aside from that, yep.
Are you drunk? Buy or sell, you're currently wasted.
Buy.
I don't know what's happening.
I swear, I promise you, yesterday Henry comes to me, I don't know why, he goes, Daddy, do people drink in the morning? And I go, only people have really serious drinking problems. Well, I meant to add, and Tom. And Tom at work.
There is no underrated anywhere in that question except for right in the middle of the question.
Oh, you're a mess. Buy or sell, Andrew McCutchen's career has been underrated. Sell, he's great. Everybody knows
sell.
He's great. What is happening right now with you? You okay?
Buy or sell, that was the GOAT of buy or sell.
Sell, we'll sell that one.
Sell.
Buy or sell, you want a new producer.
No, sell.
Sell.
I love having a drunk producer. It makes me laugh.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.